My friends, why am I standing in this national cemetery on the last day of our 30-day prayer for the holy souls in purgatory? I don't know. Actually, just kidding. I do know. Well, today we need to end with a bang. We need to finish in an incredible way, and what I am about to propose to you will rock your mind. So I'm at the Houston National Cemetery, and in the book, there was this amazing story that completely confirmed my idea that the souls in purgatory are your very own personal army. In fact, I'm gonna put a link to the video right here. Okay, so in the story, and I don't know the exact details, but I read it a few days ago, so you have to get this book, Stories About Purgatory and What They Reveal. So this guy, he was a very rich man that had different cities that he owned. And one of the cities that he owned, he used all the taxes to offer masses for the souls in purgatory. Well, this other rich guy came and wanted to take over his cities. So he came and he actually took it over. And that guy thought, I have to go back. He was like a duke or something like that. I have to go back and take this back. But that guy had a bigger army. So he went with his army and he simply asked God to help him. Well, when he was about to begin the battle, another army showed up, and they had banners of light and weapons of light, and they were fighting on his side. And guess who they were? They were the souls in purgatory that he had released and were now in heaven, were coming to fight the battle for him. Inevitably, obviously, he won. He got his city back. He was able to offer those taxes again for those souls in purgatory. Isn't that amazing? So what's the connection? Today is day 30, and we are praying for all the souls in purgatory, especially all those that have died in this last month. But in this video, I want to suggest to you a very specific group that we are going to pray for. We are going to pray for an army. This one that's here, well, maybe, yes, please pray for the fallen soldiers, but specifically this group. 15,000 Russian soldiers have died in this war so far. I heard that in the news the other day. And as soon as I heard that, I thought, yes, they are the ones that are gonna stop this war. They are the ones that are gonna go to Putin, and they're gonna change his mind because of his foolish decisions. They are now dead. So today, we are gonna pray for the 15,000 Russian soldiers who maybe of them, we don't know where they are, but let's presume that many of them are at least in purgatory, and we're going to ask for them to go from purgatory to Putin to tell him, stop the war, so that no more Russian men have to die. Isn't that just amazing? What a way to end these 30 days. My friends, today, my name is Alvaro. This is a channel Uniquely Mary. Thank you for persevering to day 30. We are going to pray for this specific group. Pray for the 15,000 soldiers that were Russian, that are in purgatory, so that they can bring peace to the world. My friends, God bless you, and I will see you tomorrow. But tomorrow will be the first day of 10, where we will be exploring St. Alphonsus Liguori's book about hell. My friends, God bless you, and I will see you tomorrow. Do you like my cool shades? Oh yeah.